Now, I had intended to include in this lecture a number of quotations, but at this point, let me offer just one. An encounter with Willie Whitelaw on Saturday, the 19th of February, 1972, at the climax of the first miners' strike. There it is. I was driving up Constitution Hill with my small sons when I saw Willie walking alone. I stopped the car and he greeted me warmly. He was obviously coming away from a crisis cabinet meeting and he was in a very exhausted state. He said, "You know, last night from 8 till 11 we were looking into the abyss, absolutely into the abyss. The militants from NUM were for saying no to any settlement. We had just, we had to face up with what fighting would mean. We would have had to fight, but it would have involved everything: troops, a general election, an enormous embitterment of the situation. It was plain that his relief at getting back from the abyss was greater than his dismay at the settlement. But he then ended, as my seven-year-old son was dancing on his toes, but of course Ireland is much incomparably worse, incomparably more important.